we paid a visit to the grave of Cokie Roberts. The longtime NPR journalist died 2 years ago. She's buried here in Washington, D.C., and we visited with her husband, Steve Roberts, and her daughter, Rebecca Roberts. Where are we?
So this is Historic Congressional Cemetery. It's been here since 1802, here on the east side of Capitol Hill. And there's an amazing...
Rebecca Roberts is a journalist and, as it happens, an expert on the cemetery that's been a final resting place for many famous Washingtonians, including several members of her family. Steve Roberts has spent much of his time since Cokie's death in 2019 writing a book in her memory. It's called Cokie, and we decided to talk about it at Cokie's grave.
Well, remind me, is it over this way?
Yes.
Why don't you lead the way? Oh, the sun just came out. It's the most perfect fall day.
And there's a little sort of cloud overhang. I think you need a little atmosphere in a cemetery.
People visit Cokie's grave. I was walking here last summer and overheard tourists trying to find her. They leave little stones when they do.
I brought a stone from our garden. I live in the house that Cokie grew up in Bethesda. There have been 6 weddings at that house, innumerable celebrations of books and honors and deaths and birthdays, and it's been the circle of a wide family for a long time, and so I thought it would be appropriate to take a stone from that garden and leave it on Cokie's tombstone.
He gently laid it down. Steve Roberts is a longtime journalist and made use of that skill to remember his wife. For his book, he interviewed numerous women Cokie befriended or mentored.
When you were writing this, did you feel like you were spending extra time with her?
Oh, of course. I mean, this is the way I grieved. This is the way I mourned. This is the way I embraced her memory. Everybody goes through mourning and grief their own way. We're standing here among thousands of graves, and every single family who's mourned someone in every one of these graves has gone through that journey by themselves, with their families, with their communities, but they choose their way of dealing with grief. What I chose was to embrace it. What I chose was to remember. What I chose was to learn. What I chose was to celebrate. And as I say, I still live in the house we shared for 42 years. Still sleep in the same bed. Still eat in the same kitchen. And this is what I chose. And I'm very glad I did, because I learned so much. But also it kept me going.
He interviewed famous friends like Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes or Democratic Party official Donna Brazile, and others less famous who got the same attention from Cokie.
What was it like to go to those women one after the other and talk to them?
Well, every single interview ended in tears, theirs and mine.
They spoke of a woman who, before her death at 75, broke several barriers for women. First as an NPR reporter in Congress, then at ABC as one of the earlier women with prominent roles in TV news. Her friends spoke of a woman who showed up for their weddings and also for funerals. Nina Totenberg's first husband died in 1998, and Cokie made the funeral arrangements. The man at the funeral home tried to upsell Nina on a finer casket by saying her husband would feel more comfortable.
And she turns to Cokie, and the two of them burst out laughing. And she said, only a very special friend could you share that moment with, and who would totally understand and totally get what you were going through.
As we stood by Cokie's grave, Steve and Rebecca laughed a lot, as you would hope to do when remembering the dead. Though it's dotted with stones of long-dead Washingtonians, John Philip Sousa is in one direction, J. Edgar Hoover is in another, this place is alive. People walk their dogs, one of which bounded into our interview.
Hi, puppy. We got a dog tangled in the microphone cables here.
One of the wonderful things about Congressional Cemetery is that people are able to become members here to walk their dogs, and this golden retriever has just joined us.
All right. Hi, do you have anything to say about Cokie? Is it possible your name is Cokie? I think the dog is going to eat that microphone. Oh, look out, puppy. Whoa. It's just not that tasty.
The dog ran away after laying down atop the grave of Tommy Boggs, Cokie's brother, who's also buried here. They're both next to a marker in honor of their father. Hale Boggs, a leading member of Congress, vanished in a plane crash in Alaska in 1972. Hale's wife, Lindy Boggs, succeeded him in Congress and turned her attention to this famous cemetery.
there was a time when this cemetery was in terrible disrepair. When I was a kid and we'd come to my grandfather's cenotaph, it was kind of kicking the crack files out of the way and bushwhacking your way through the weeds. And it was saved in part through my grandmother's efforts in Congress. There were a lot of other people involved in that too. But this is a beautiful part of the community and a well-used, well-loved place with golden retrievers running through it, in part because our family cares.
And look, I'm going to be buried right here, right next to her.
Me too. We've got those plots right over there.
Rebecca Roberts says she's been thinking about how her mother encouraged her and other women to succeed.
It's not even so much about being more like Cokie, because she was sui generis, but being the person she was pretty confident you were. You know, she would say, you were all brilliant and beautiful and decent and good. And so be that person, you know? Be the version of you she was so confident you could be.
Cokie Roberts tried to be the best version of herself. She went into the workplace when fewer women did. She raised a family, went to church, and called herself a housewife. She wrote books about important women in American history. Once, Steve Roberts said, she made a special trip to her daughter Rebecca's sixth grade class.
And Cokie, for Parents' Day, comes to the school to talk to the kids about what it's like being a NPR radio reporter. And she brings her credentials, and she brings her microphone and her tape recorder, which is about 10 times as big as the one you're using right now.
A few days later, Cokie turned up again for the school's Halloween parade.
And as Cokie tells the story, Becca says, why are you here? You don't need to be here. And Cokie says, it's your last year doing this. I'm going to be here. And then she looks around, and there are all of these sixth grade girls in blue suits carrying tape recorders.
Oh.
They dressed up as Cokie for Halloween.
One of the stories in a book called Cokie by her husband Steve Roberts about the journalist who served the audience of this program for many years.